Blog Talk Radio.
In honor of all of our mothers at Grace Church, I want to do this series on Manna from Heaven this week entitled sung, If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. The series title is Mothers Sowing in Tears, Reaping in Joy. There's a promise in the Bible. God makes this promise to all those who are gospelers. Are you a gospeler? A gospeler is a person who goes about sharing Jesus, hoping that men and women would turn to Christ. And if you're a father gospeler or a mother gospeler, you want your children to come to the Lord. Because we would say like Joshua, as for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. The reality is that many mothers have wayward sons and daughters. Many fathers have many prodigal sons and daughters. So I want to dedicate this series to praying mothers. Praying mothers. You are pillows at night in tears for your wayward children, but I can assure you from Scripture, those or they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for our mothers as we now turn to Mother's Day weekend. Father, we pray that all the preparations that are going on at Grace Church to honor our mothers and celebrate our mothers would go well, that all of our planning and all of the things we have scheduled for that day would come off beautifully, because we want to honor our mothers, our gospel mothers, our praying mothers, our caring mothers, our devout, godly mothers. Bless us, Lord, we pray, as we consider this series, those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Mothers who sow, mothers who cry, mothers who plead their case before the Lord for their wayward children will someday have the joy of their child coming to Christ. Bless us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, the Bible says that Jesus knows everything we go through, everything. He can sympathize with us. If you hurt, know that Jesus also experienced hurt. If you were disappointed, know that Jesus was also disappointed. If you shed tears, he shed many a tears. You know, the Bible calls Jesus the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. I want to read to you a scripture. It's found in Matthew 23, verse 37. Here's an interesting scripture. It says, this is Jesus speaking. If you have one of those red letter Bibles, this would all be in red because Jesus is talking. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." Now that's a lament. Jesus is crying. Jesus is brokenhearted. Jesus is crushed in spirit. Jesus is downcast. Imagine that, Jesus. Well, of course, he's called the man of sorrows. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and you stoned them which are sent unto you, how many times I tried to gather thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, but you wouldn't have it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." Jesus is heartbroken. He's heartbroken because after 3 years of ministry, 3 years of teaching, 3 years of preaching, 3 years of healing, 3 years of forgiving sins, 3 years of going here, there, and everywhere, proclaiming the good news, the people just wouldn't turn to God. They just wouldn't. Now, think about that. Here is Jesus. He came all the way from heaven, took on flesh, became incarnate, love incarnate. For God so loved the world that he sent his son, the love messenger, the messenger of love. The Bible says that when you and I were in a state of great sin, God commended his love towards us in that he sent Jesus. Commend there in the King James translation, he commended, that word is to park. You know, God parked his love next to you when you were the chief of sinners, when I was the chief of sinners. And here is Jesus lamenting the fact that he's come to his people to save them. He's offering them the free gift of salvation. He's tried every which way to convince them that he has come to bring them God's gospel, God's good news, God's saving grace. And he just couldn't get them to listen. He was doing so for their protection. Jesus wanted to protect them. Jesus wanted to spare them of eternal damnation, but they wouldn't turn to him. In fact, they were about to do to Jesus what they had done to all of the previous messengers God had sent. They had killed the former prophets. Some of them were stoned. Jesus tried to gather. Now, there's a picture. There's a picture of a hen. And look what Jesus says. Even as a hen gathers her little chickadees underneath her wings. When does a hen do that? A hen does that when the little chicks are in danger. Jesus tried to gather these people under the protection of his divine wings. And they wouldn't have it. They didn't even know the danger that lurked. They didn't realize the trouble, the spiritual and eternal trouble that they were in. Well, that reminds us of some of our children. We're parents. We talk to our kids. Do you have a wayward son? Do you have a wayward daughter? Have you tried to bring them to their senses? Have you spoken to them? Have you tried many different ways to share with them Christ and present the gospel and make Jesus plain to no avail? The more it seems that you pray for this child, the worse they get. The more love you show them, the more compassion you show them, the more disrespect they show to you. You bring them, they grow up, they leave your house, and then they get into trouble, and here they are. You bring them under your roof because you're a compassionate parent like Jesus. Jesus says, I'm going to bring them under my wing. I'm going to show them compassion. They're still little chicks in my mind. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I tried, but you wouldn't have it. I tried to protect you as a mother hen would her ignorant little chicks. Those chicks don't know what life is about. They're clueless. They don't know what danger lurks behind every blade of grass, behind every bush. There are predators waiting to pick them off. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. People, our children don't realize. They're blinded by sin. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jesus cried. He was heartbroken. He declared how he had tried, but they didn't want him. They just didn't want him. Jesus, in Matthew 23:37, is sowing in tears. Do you know that 60 days later, Jerusalem was saved? 60 days. Approximately 60 days later, from this verse, Matthew 23:37, 2 months later, things turned around. These people who would not listen to Jesus after 3.5 years of ministry finally get saved. It's amazing. They finally come to God. Now, you see, he who sows in tears shall reap in what? Joy. It's not always going to be tears, Mom and Dad. It's not. You just have to keep praying. You just have to keep sowing those tears. And you shall reap your children to the kingdom of God. I want to take you to another passage of scripture. Go with me to Matthew 26. This is Jesus in Gethsemane. This is Jesus in Gethsemane, the night in which he was betrayed. And he's there with James, Peter, and John. The same three that were with him in the Mount of Transfiguration are the same three that are with him at this private prayer meeting in Gethsemane. And in verse 38 of Matthew 26, Jesus said unto his disciples, look what Jesus confesses. He's so transparent. He says, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And then in verse 42, he went a little further ahead a second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Jesus is exceeding sorrowful. And he doesn't want to go to the cross. Who wants to go to the cross? What human being wants to undergo that kind of suffering? So it wasn't just physical suffering. Jesus was not only was he going to be crucified and be flogged and his body torn to bits, but it was the spiritual punishment that he was going to have to suffer for every man. Jesus was going to have to taste hell for every man. That's the cup of suffering. He was exceeding sorrowful. He was heartbroken. Jesus. And what broke his heart most was this, not the cup did him. Mom, Dad, I know it breaks your heart that your kids won't come to Jesus. And I know why it breaks your heart, because you and I know that there's an eternity apart from God. There's what the Bible calls in Matthew 8:12, in Matthew 22:13, in Matthew 24:51, 25:30, there's a place called hell where our unsaved children will go. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, and this is why parents and moms and dads, they weep at night. They weep in prayer. They weep in intercession. They weep because that's the place they don't want their children to go. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus wept. He wept because people rejected the salvation he was giving them. He wept. He wept for months. During those 3.5 years of ministry, Jesus experienced constant rejection. A man of constant sorrow. But after that passage, where you have there the hen trying to collect those little chicks under her wings, and they wouldn't have it. And by the way, if you've ever been on a farm and you ever seen a mother hen and she's walking around and scraping the ground and looking for little worms and little bugs and little things for her chicks to eat, whenever she starts calling them and they start running underneath her legs, under the covering of her wings, that means that there's a predator lurking, and they've already been trained to run to mama. Well, Jesus was trying to get the people to run to him, and they wouldn't have it. Does it seem that way with your child? Have you been talking that way to your child for years? Susie, come to Jesus. Johnny, come to Jesus. Give that up. Give this thing up. It will do you some good to come to the Lord, to give your life to the Lord. And the more you talk to them, the more you pray, the more you cry out to God, the more you're on your face before the Lord, the farther and farther and farther it seems they get away. I'm here to tell you, don't lose heart. Weeping mothers, don't lose heart. There shall be a day of great joy for you in the Lord. Just 60 days later, in Acts chapter 2. Let's go to Acts 2. Acts is a continuation of Matthew. If Matthew is volume 1, Acts is volume 2 in the history. So in Acts 2 it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, now you have to remember Passover, which is the time in which Jesus is praying, Passover, when he's in Gethsemane, is only 50 days after. 50 days after Passover is Pentecost. And in Matthew 23:37, that's 10 days before Gethsemane. So when you add the 10 and the 50, then you have your approximate 60. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where the church was sitting, and there appeared upon them cloven tongues as on fire, and it sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now look at verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. Ah, those same people that Jesus was trying to get under his wings and who said no to Jesus. Those people were there at Pentecost. And you know what happened? 3,000 of them that day, after Peter's preaching, 3,000 of them got under the covering of Jesus. 3,000 who had rejected Jesus' overtures 60 days later to the Lord. So weeping mothers, you're crying for your son, you're crying for your daughter, you're heartbroken because you look at them and you see them, their life as a train wreck in motion. I'm here to tell you, keep praying, for in just a few short weeks, God can turn your sorrow into joy. Oh, you know, the Bible says when one sinner repents, there is what? Joy in heaven. Now, when your Johnny repents, there is at least there's one joy on earth, and that's mama. But, there's so many rejoicing in heaven. Take the example of Jesus. Jesus was sorrowful, yes. He cried, yes. He was depressed, yes. He was heartbroken, yes. But he kept praying because he knew that his prayers were not in vain. For the promise is in Psalm 126, verse 5. Listen to the promise. Those that sow in tears shall. Not maybe, they shall reap in joy. Jesus sowed in tears, but on Pentecost, he reaped in joy. Mothers, keep praying. We'll be back to continue this series tomorrow, Lord willing. I want to leave you with another version of If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. May God bless you, saints.
How sweet and happy seems those days which I dreamed. When memories recall them now and then. And with the rapture sweet, my weary heart would beat. If I could hear my mother pray. him